Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody that loves the Lord, put your hands together.
Come on, everybody.
This song is talking about having a good friend. He's my friend. No one can compare. He's my friend. I know he cares. He is always there. He's my friend. Oh, yeah. No one can compare. He's my friend. I know he cares. He's always there. When I'm in trouble, he rescues me. His love is everlasting. He meets my every need.
He gives me joy
with it.
Yeah,
I'm feeling that. Oh, what a fellowship.
I want the whole world to know he's my friend.
I
I want to take a minute and go to the balcony and say it in the balcony. One more time in the balcony, say it good. Everybody in here, let's say it together.
He's my friend.
I want
the world. He's my friend.
You look comfort in the midnight.
He's my friend.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. James Bignum. And he's my friend. He's my friend, and I want the whole world to know. Because for me, even when I was a sinner, he was right there. I was thinking back over that thing this morning. When I was yet a sinner, God was yet right there. Protecting me, keeping me, watching over me. He didn't let it get too bad for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he knew one day I would surrender all to him. And now that I fully have come to him, he's right there. He's right here. Hallelujah. Won't leave. Won't leave. He'll be with me until the end. And I thank him for being with me daily. Keeping me daily, sending the angels to take care of me and different things I need, you know. And I'm just grateful unto him this morning. And our topic is, what should we prepare for in 2000? And it should be 2019. I got to change that. But what should we prepare for? Because right now here in Florida, we are preparing for a hurricane that they named Dorian. So we're all preparing, and, you know, well, different ones, you know, getting ready. Some people may leave because they was evacuated from the beach and different places. But Shante asked me the other day about it. And this song come to me that Dr. Norwood has been singing, well, I've been playing right here on the show. And it just come to me, can you catch the wind? Can you make the world spin? Can you pull the sun down? Can you make man from the ground? Oh, no, but I know who can. So now whoever can catch the wind and make the world spin, pull the sun down, make man from the ground, truly he can handle this hurricane that's coming our way. Yeah. He's already in there. Yeah, he's already in there, and he's got perfect timing, and he's on our side in spite of us. Yeah. He looks beyond faults and yet meet needs. And I just don't believe he's going to allow more than we can handle. The saints have been praying, and prayers of the righteous avail as much. And whatever God allows, we learn to accept it. Yeah. We accept what he allows. We're better off. Yeah. I can't catch the wind. I can't make the world spin. I can't pull the sun down. Can't make man from the ground. He's got the power. He had the power. He's done all of this. So all I can do at this point, it's ask for what I need from him. That's all I can do. Lord, don't let the hurricane come and tear up. You know, Lord, spare those who are not able to leave and don't have all they need to secure the place. Don't let anything bad happen. This is all we can do, pray the prayer of faith and keep moving. But I tell you what we should prepare for. We should prepare for his return because he's coming back and he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. And when he get back now, all those that are ready, we are able to go. But those that are not ready, they can't go because they're not ready. They showed me this clip of this lady in the Bahamas, and she says her and her baby in there, and they couldn't get out, and water was climbing. It was everywhere. Stuff was floating and all of this. This was Miss Dorian Hurricane. And I could hear her, you know, crying out for help. But listen, it will be the same way if we don't prepare for the coming of the Lord on that great and notable day. We can cry out for help, but there's no help for us because he has given us more than enough time to prepare for his coming, to get ready. I often think about Matthew, I think it's the 25th chapter, over there where it talks about there were 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. I know you've probably heard of it before. And they was going into the wedding, but they was waiting for the bridegroom to get there. And one of the set of 5, they said, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. And the other one said, we only have enough for us, but we can tell you where you can go and buy some oil. And while they were going to get the oil, the bridegroom came. They went into the wedding, and once the doors were shut, nobody else could come in. And I know people don't preach this no more, or they don't teach this no more. Everybody is right in God's eyes. That's somewhat of what they're teaching now. They don't teach preparing for his coming because if he come back and you're not here, then you're going to hell. See, they don't talk about that. And they want people to think that God is on everybody's side. But he said this, if you obey me, you belong to me. But if you don't obey me, then you're not mine. So we need to make our calling and election sure. And make sure that our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, that he didn't write it and have to erase it, or that it has never been written. It has never been recorded. Because if we're here, our name is recorded in what they call the Lamb Book of Life. And when he looks in the book, he can see who belongs. He records that. He can see who belongs to him and who does not. You think organization now is something big. God is a great organizer. Yeah. He didn't do everything all at one time, but he took his time and he made the world. He made man. He did a lot of things. He didn't just do it all at one time. He did it in stages as he felt necessary to get it done. So we thank God this morning that he gave us a chance to prepare for his coming. I was looking at the date, the scripture of the day from the online King James Bible. And it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And with God, that's a big thing, trust. That's a super big thing. Because that's what he needs to bless us. He needs us to trust him. And if we can trust him, we can get the blessings of the Lord. I'm talking about great blessings. I'm talking about to the point where you're like this. No matter what they tell you is coming, no matter what you hear, no matter what you see, no matter your circumstances that's going on, ain't paying no attention. You keep going. You know why? You trust in God. Yes, you believe him. You trust in him. You holding fast to his word. Whatever his word has said, that's what you're believing. So guess what? Because we do that, he won't disappoint us. He's going to keep on blessing us over and over and over again. And when we least expect it, he's going to show up on the scene and do some things that we thought about but we never asked for. He's that kind of guy over and over again. I've seen him at work. Yeah. And so we just want to prepare. We even want to prepare to bless others, prepare to bless the homeless. Prepare to bless the widowers. Prepare to bless fatherless children. Prepare to bless those that are incarcerated. Yeah, locked up. In jail or prison. We want to prepare. Do you know we can even prepare for this next election? If we get fasting and praying going right now, whatever we're fasting and praying and asking God to do, he will do it. Yeah. I think it was Mother Jeanette Priestley put a thing on Facebook about Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter. And when I look back at them people, they were humble people. They wasn't, you know, rowdy or anything. I think at one point my dad got a chance to talk to him or something because he was from Georgia and my dad was from Georgia, and I don't quite remember how they connected or whatever. Peanuts, I think, is what did it. But anyway, all my life I never saw no scandal, no we got to hide this under the rug. I didn't see any of that. All I saw is they were who they really were. I believe that. And that's what God is looking for in this hour, real people. He's not looking for nobody who's playing games and doing just enough to make you think that they're doing something great when it's really all about them and no one else. So we just got to prepare. Yeah, we just must prepare because it's what God does. He prepares. Yeah, he don't just wake up and say, well, hey, today I'm going to do this and this. He's already prepared for it. After he made man, he was prepared that when Adam did what he did in the garden and Eve did what she did in the garden, he was already prepared to make a way to redeem man back to himself because he loved man. He made man for his pleasure. And he didn't want to be separated from man. So he found a way to redeem us back through his son Jesus, through his blood, the precious blood of Christ, untainted. See, because it took a special kind of blood. So today, no matter what, we need to prepare and prepare for his return. In verse 4, it says this, trust ye in the Lord forever. Not just this go round, I'm going to trust him, you know. And the next time, you know, I'm going to run to everybody else first. And when all else fail, if I remember, then I'm going to go to God. He wants us to come to him first. And whatever it is we need, he wants us to believe him and trust him to work it out for our good. Oh, yeah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. He said, trust ye in the Lord forever. Don't stop trusting. Don't trust him on this and you don't want to trust him on that. You got to trust him on everything. Because he has the power to fix everything. He has the power to turn things around, turn your no into yes, and when it should be no and it says yes, he's the one who can turn the yes into no. When it's needed. He's the one that can heal every human body because he made it. He made it for his pleasure. People don't just happen. Even folks that's having babies out of wedlock and all of this stuff, fornicating and, you know, just a one-night affair, and here come the baby. God's hand is in all of this. He's the one that make people. Yeah. I know we think we're doing it. But he's the one that bring forth. Yeah. And he know who's coming forth and who's not going to make it. You know when, where, and how on every situation. Just think on these things. He's Almighty God. He's bigger than life. He's bigger than anything we could ever imagine because we have a small mind. Yeah. He's an endless God, endless. There's no point of stop to him. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. There's nothing in between. And although he turned the word in the beginning, you know, Jesus was the word. God made the word flesh. And even with both of them, yet he's Almighty God all by himself. Yeah, you don't need any help from anyone concerning nothing. See, I need a lot of help. I need help writing letters sometimes. I need help in getting songs and different things. I need help when it's time for me to go to another city and do something, you know, and then sometimes it's so much go on, but I know I need help. I can't make it by myself. Because trying to make it by yourself, you get overwhelmed. Oh, yeah. So this morning, in 2019, what should we prepare for? Yeah, in 2019. What should we prepare for? Think on that just for a second. What should I be preparing for? Yeah. Because some of us, we prepare for retirement, the children's college funds, and, you know, all these other things. When my daughter turns 16, I want her to have a car. When my son turns 16, he's graduating out of high school, preparing for college. I want him to have a car. I have four kids, and I got to prepare that all four get the same, you know, treatment and this kind of thing, and it's taking something. I'm working all the overtime I can work. I'm doing this and that, but we're preparing for things that's going to pass away. I'm not saying don't prepare for it, but we prepare for things that will pass away. More so for spiritual things is going to last throughout eternity. There's no end to it. See, there's an end to this world. One day everything here is coming to a stop. It will be no more. Time won't even be no more. And we should prepare for those spiritual things because, like I said, they're going to last throughout eternity. Again, there will be no end to it. We'll live forever, those of us that have received him and believe him and study his word and seek after him with our whole hearts. Those of us that understand and we walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Those of us that understand it's either heaven or it's hell. There's no in between. Because he even said in his word he won't have us lukewarm. If we're lukewarm, he'll spew us out of his mouth. Therefore, we either got to be holy or we either got to be a sinner. Yeah. We got to be holy because he's holy, or we got to be a sinner because we're separated. We depend on the flesh. We love the flesh, the world, and evil more than we love this true and living and loving God. Yeah. We love lies more than we love the truth. And the word said, we are lovers of lies. We'd rather believe a lie than the truth. A man is lovers of becoming lovers of himself more and more. And I see it. In 2019, I've never seen so many fathers separated from their children. I'm not saying it wasn't going on back in my day. It was going on back then, too. And believe it or not, I think it all started with slavery. Because the man would go to another plantation and just lay with the woman. And when he's done, he's going on to the next plantation, wherever else the master had for him to go. That's not an excuse. That's history. That's not an excuse now for a man to leave his family today, to leave his children, or just play around with women. And some of them don't know when he, after he got through fornicating over there with her and left, he left his son over there. Yeah, she never contacted him again because, number one, she didn't even know his full name. She really didn't know where he was from and a lot of other things that she did not know about this baby's daddy, because it was a good time for one night and that was it and goodbye. And I believe this is why the word says don't let fornication be once named among you. That's one of the reasons, because of what men can leave behind and don't know it. Some of them leave behind and find out about it and say, oh, no, I would never one night. Yeah, but it don't take but a second. Yeah, once the right thing connect, here come little Jerry or little Alice or whatever her name is going to be. Here she comes. So there's much for man to prepare for, much for man to consider. But we don't consider, man don't consider the things of God and what pleases God and what does not please God. We a lot of us don't consider this. We consider what please us. Listen, I know preachers, when you tell them the truth, they don't like that. But they go to trying to find a way. And I'm like, either it's his way or no way. You can't make an excuse with that. You can't cover that with flesh. He's a spirit. And if he said it, he meant it. Because he's that kind of God. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he don't go back on his word. He don't change his word just because of you. Because, see, that's a lot of the problems today. We let our flesh rule and reign more than God. We don't believe in really trusting him. We believe in trusting us. We'll trust the social services department. We'll trust Facebook. We'll trust all these crooked, lying people on Facebook saying they preachers and they this and that. And behind the scene, away from you, they're getting high, they're laying up, and just doing all kind of stuff. Some of them into Sodom and Gomorrah stuff and all kind of things, you see? And see, it wasn't just homosexuality going down in Sodom and Gomorrah. No, it wasn't. It was much more than that. Men back then had become lovers of themselves. It was all about the dollar bill. It was all about the flesh being pleased. And there's no good thing in that flesh, I'm here to tell you, because we come from a sinful nature. If we look at David over, I believe in that 51st Psalm, he said this, in sin did my mother conceive me. Sin is what brought me forth. So I come from a sinful nature. Therefore, whatever is sinful feels good to me. It pleases me. This is why we have to be born again. This is why we have to repent. And over, all through the day, all through the night, sometimes if you're up, you're constantly asking God to forgive you. And Lord, help me. Because a lot of people come to him and they think once they say, I do, that's the end of it, you know. They can get in the Bible when they get a chance and or go to church and let the preacher give Bible study, and that's it. But once you go to the altar and you say, I do, you got to continue the relationship. You just got married now. And you're newlyweds, but any newlyweds, they want to be together as often as they can. That's why they go on a honeymoon. Because they have not had time to be together, and they have not done what married people do. You know, they never made love. The desire is there, but they couldn't do it because it's not the season. She's not Mrs. So-and-so yet. Yeah. So, see, God have a purpose and a plan for us if we would just surrender to him for real, for real, and stop playing games. And we got this part right, but we got to get the whole thing right. We got to give up the world, even. We got to give up television. Put the phone down. Let Facebook go and Twitter and all this stuff. Because, see, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he brings some things to keep us occupied. Yeah, he wants your mind. That's what the devil wants. See, because once he gets your mind, he can control you totally. You think it's you thinking like that. No, he done come in and snatched your mind. Yeah. You can't even think that. You know, I used to pray every morning at 5 o'clock. What happened? You won't even think of those things because he's controlling your thoughts. Next thing, you want to fight. Yeah, you want to be violent. You want to tell people about themselves. You want to do evil stuff and proud to, you know, tell somebody else what you did that was evil. He done come in and took your mind. So look, this is what Isaiah said. He said, thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. If for it says, trust ye in the Lord forever and ever, 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 and never end. For the Lord is Jehovah. I mean, for in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's what the word says. Now, that's Isaiah. God inspired him to write it. If we'll trust him forever, he is everlasting strength. It don't mean that you won't have shortcomings. It don't mean that you won't go through trials and have different things going. It does not mean that, but what it means is this. Whatever come my way, I'm running to him. No matter what it feels like, I hear, I can't just break down and pity party on it or talk to everybody else about it first. When it first come up, I'm running to him. Because he's everlasting strength. And I want to learn to trust him. Yeah. And in my trusting him, having faith and trusting him, I want to walk away from the situation, leave it in his hand, and go on and do what I can do. Because, see, I may not be able to do anything with my situation, but there's a brother or sister over there who have a situation and I can help them. So I'm going and occupy until he come and repair my stuff, fix my stuff, turn my situation around. Yeah, Lord, he's able. And he's able to see us through, all of us. Yeah, he's here with me, he's there with you and many others all over the place. He's that bigger God. He's bigger than we could ever imagine. So in 5 it says, well, he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth it low. He layeth it low. Even to the ground he bringeth it, even to the dust. Yeah, he's got all power. 6 says, the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. Let me tell you something, this is why it's important that we take care of these people. When we see a need and we are able-bodied, we should jump in there. We should go to the jail, go to the prisons if we can. And if we can't do that, there is something that we can do. But we got to seek it out. And I know the world unchanged and people have changed and all of this stuff, but we still got to work while it's day. Because when night comes, no man can see. And there are people that need our help those of us that say we believe God, we're believers. Yeah, but it really takes a little more than believing, because after you believe, you got to seek him more and more and more every day. Yeah, it's a lot more to it than just believing. So we want to be Christians. We want to be followers of Christ. We want to do what he has done and what he's still doing. Yeah. I said it a while back. They used to have a saying that come out, what would Jesus do? Yeah, because see that somebody thought it was cute, this, that, and the other. But really, literally, for real, what would Jesus do? If he saw somebody hungry and you didn't have no cash but you had a food stamp card, what would Jesus do? Yeah. You saw somebody need a ride and you just got your brand new car, what would Jesus do? You heard about your neighbor going through, you know, are you going to sit back and say, well, I don't want to go over there because they don't know me like that, and I don't want them to think, what would Jesus do? Yeah. A lot of stuff we see, and we just pass it on by because we become like the world. The world say, don't do it. It's dangerous out here. Don't do it, this, that, and the other. But listen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If he's sending me, I can get it done. And no harm or danger will come to me. But I got to make my election and calling sure, make sure this is what God is having me to do. And I'm not just out here doing stuff so it'll sound good and I have a good name. Mm-hmm. And you know, today people just off the chain. No matter what you try to do that's right, they want to investigate you. And this is what I say. You got to try the spirit by the spirit to see whether it's of God. You don't have to put up nobody's background, because a lot of people have not committed a crime yet until they get with you. Ask countries that had somebody embezzle money for the first time and get caught. The company did a thorough background check, and this person had no record of going to jail, going to prison, stealing, or nothing, but got to their company and decided to take a lump sum of money, as much as possible that they could take, and thought they was getting away with it until they busted them. Yeah. So all the background checking, you can do anything you want. That's the first time for everything. And that's why when people come to me with all these credentials and I went to this seminary and I did this and that and this is my certificate and my degree, for this is what I say, keep that sugar. It's not needed. Because of this, I'm going to try that spirit by the spirit, see whether it's of God. He showed me this and taught me this. If my spirit is in your brother, the same spirit that I put in you, when y'all get together, you're going to know it. Yeah. You don't even have to look. It's automatically coming up. Now, that's what he said. So you can't hold it against me. I wasn't there when God inspired man to write the word. But I noticed today, we must prepare for that coming. We must prepare. My brother and I, we was on our way to a funeral on Saturday, my oldest brother and I. And we was talking, well, I was doing a lot of talking. Y'all know I'm a big talker. I love it. And I was sharing with him about the kids and, you know, a few things that, you know, how they don't want to fully commit to the Lord, you know, give God a partial. You know, you can have some, but you can't have my whole heart because I need some of it. You know, I need to keep a little bit of my flesh too. And this is what he told me, and that thing stuck with me. You cannot walk forward and backwards at the same time. I said, what great wisdom. Yeah. And see, again, God said it. He won't have you lukewarm. Either you got to be hot or cold. Yeah. So all of this is still talking about what we should prepare for in 2019. Yeah. We should prepare to meet the soon and coming King, because he's coming. He's coming. And I hear so many people, kingdom business, king. His kingdom haven't come yet. He said in the ending of the prayer, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, not the ending of the prayer, but, you know, in the prayer. Yeah. So when his kingdom comes, it'll be time for kingdom business. Because people here, they just use all kind of words that sound good to them and others. And people begin to quote what they said, and it's not scripture. Not only is it not scripture, but guess what? It's a lie. Yeah, no kingdom came yet like that. And then you around here lying, you around here fake, you around here using words that God is not really pleased with, because it's not true just yet. Kingdom minded. You better get heavenly minded. That's what you better get, and you better prepare so that when God come back, he can see himself in you. Yeah. They have all these sayings and all this stuff, and people just eat it up and follow it. All the deepness. What kind of deepness? I ain't see Jesus sit up nowhere and get deep. As Apostle Dr. Geraldine Reed said, he was on the side of the mountain. That's what she told me. He was on the side of the mountain teaching. He took a few fish and a few loaves of bread and fed thousands. And he didn't have no sense of arrogance about him. Now, you know what, that kind of power, you could have been arrogant. You could have been all of that in a bag of donuts. And when he got tired, guess what he did? He went over to the other side, or he went to the boat. He didn't just, you know, have no bodyguard. Them apostles, when they tried to stop somebody, even children, hey, let them through. Come on. He even told them, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is my kingdom. If anybody was doing any kingdom prepping, it was Jesus. How many of you see sitting out in a field teaching folks? How many of you heard about up on a mountain teaching people, and when they hear, it's something that they never heard before? And what manner of man is this? How many of you hear about that today? How many of you see actually and physically raising the dead, literally? Even women had to step up to the plate. Women began to do a lot more because men was falling behind. And a lot of men, God, they wasn't really men, but God made them males, let's call them that. God made males, they decided they wanted to, they felt like a female, and they decided to become females. So all kind of stuff. But folk come out the kingdom and this and that. Look, we got to get it right here. We got to be like Jesus. He needs us to be like him. Anybody ever heard the commercial, I want to be like Mike? I want to be like Jesus. And if we focus in the right direction and stay grounded and rooted, we'll become like him. Yeah. We'll become like him. Because that's what God is coming back looking for. He's looking for those of us that's like his son. Yeah. That's what he's looking for. Because he and his son, they're one, you know. So if I got what Jesus had, and I'm doing what he has done and what he's doing and what he will do, God will know me. And I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about that. What should we prepare for in 2019? Yeah. And the studio is open this morning. If anyone has something they would like to add or take away, feel free to press that number one and come in. Yeah. But we're going to one more song of the morning, and then we're going to pray. And when we come back from the song and prayer, we're still talking about what should we prepare for in 2019. Because sometimes I don't cover everything I know as I'm speaking. The Lord begins to manifest things to you. It's not always what I'm saying. It's what he's showing you concerning what's being said. And it may be a down another avenue, but it still add up to what should we prepare for in 2019. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you today. I thank God that he make ways. And not only that he make ways, but he is the way. I thank him for that. I thank him that I don't have to lean to my own understanding. In all my ways, if I acknowledge him, he's going to direct my path. I thank God I don't have to be wise in my own eyes. I can fear him and depart from evil, and he has everything under control. I thank him for that, because this morning I wouldn't be here. I would be somewhere out of town trying to escape the hurricane that they say is coming. I would be too busy trying to make sure that I'm not in a flood zone, and what zone are they evacuating, and all this stuff, which is good to know. It's good to know. But I trust the Lord. And for some reason, I'm not believing that that thing going to do what they think it's going to do. Yeah, I'm believing that according to the prayers of our hearts, from our hearts, God is going to turn that thing around. He did it already. It was coming one way, and then it leaned over and started to, go another direction. God is able, and I trust. And I feel like this about him. We go into the song and going to have prayer. I feel like this about him. If he can make the heavens and the earth, he can hang the sun and the sky and the moon. He can keep the water from all the lands that he desired to keep it from. Then guess what? He can do anything. I can't put a limit on him because there's a limit on me. And I want to feel like I'm intelligent and I'm educated. I can't do that to God. He's bigger than that. That's just one little small portion of somebody mine who don't understand how big God really is. And he loves us all, the good, the bad, and the ugly now, because he made us all for his pleasure. He just don't like the things that some of us are doing that's against him. But he gives us a chance to get it right. But I just believe anything about it. I just know there's nothing he can't do. I know he can turn Dorian around. He can just dissolve Dorian right when Dorian wide open, a Category 5. He can just destroy Dorian in Dorian Category 5 position. I mean, tad up some stuff coming on up, and all of a sudden, Dorian just go weak. And out of here. Why? He's the master of all. he's Almighty God who have all the power. There's no higher power. He allowed Dorian to come forth. And we know that the devil is the prince of the air. So we know some evil, he likes to cook up evil. Start fires and hurricanes and storms and all this stuff. Oh, but God got the last word, because guess what? The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything and everybody, including that devil, belong to him. And nothing go on that he does not allow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. You understand? Oh, yeah. So it's all right today. Listen, let's go to one more song. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer, and then the studio is open, and we still, again, we'll be talking about what should we prepare for in 2019.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains.
Renewed his love for us today. And so we're thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's that kind of God. And I'm just happy. I'm just excited. There was a family member on Saturday. We attended the funeral and everything. And things worked out. And my son come from Kissimmee and preached the funeral, and, as we call it. And, well, they say do the eulogy. That's what they call it. But anyway, you know, God moved in a mighty way. And sometimes things happen. We know it's coming. But when he go ahead and allow it to happen, he bring family members together that wouldn't have come together if nothing had happened. They would have stayed separated. He used every opportunity. He uses every opportunity to bless his people. He uses every opportunity, the best that is allowable to him from us, to get us right, to get us on the right track. So we thank him. We thank him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray this morning, the prayer of faith. And we realize it's the prayer of faith that makes us whole. Later on this week, I want to share this right quick, too. I have some guests coming live. Some of them, I lively recorded them, but they're, you know, live because he may have to go back to work. But if not, then he may just come and do it live, or, and she may just come and do it live. But I thank God for people willing to come, you know, and share some things with others, because some people, they don't, you know, quite understand all there is about spiritual things. So when you hear me talking about that, I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the believer. Yeah, the body of Christ, as they call it. I'm talking to them. But some people come because they're searching and researching, and they're seeking God more. And some things, you know, take place, like prison, you know. And they come out of prison, and they need to know which way to go and how to go and where to go, you know. And when someone else who has been there come out and they see what God has done in their lives, then it gives them the hope, the faith and the hope and the wish to believe that he's going to do it for me. Well, continue on your road. Continue on your road. Because, you know, they told me, oh, you got a number behind your name. You'll never be there. Yeah, well, you want to keep me from being great. That's all. As my daughter say, Mama, you trying to stop me from being great. Yeah, you may be trying to keep me from being great, but guess what? You can't do it. For what God has for me, it is for me. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to these kind of situations and talking to people and others hearing and being encouraged and stepping out in faith and getting some things done. You can't imagine all that people go through. Yeah. And I know people feel like you're in the limelight, you got your name. See, but God don't always put the real in light. Didn't you hear what he said? Many are called, but only a few chosen. He don't always make it big. Yeah, he make it just enough. My goodness, I'm dying. And then he don't always put everything he used you to do out front. Because people mess with it. They'll mess it up. They want to send the news crew. They want to send the Florida Times Union, the newspaper people, the New York Times. They want to get the story to Oprah. They want somebody to write a book on it. That's not what God is doing. So we got to follow his lead. And I can't worry about the crowd. And he didn't give me the crowd. Okay, Lord, I thank you. But whoever he sent my way, he sent him to be blessed. And I'm grateful unto him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this Monday morning. And Father, we thank you for another week beginning. We thank you, Lord, you just brought us through the weekend. And now you're bringing us into a weekend, a beginning. And we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We lift up your name this morning, for there's none like you. Father, you're the God of the earth and the God of heaven. For the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, my goodness. the world and they that dwell therein. Father, even heaven belongs to you. You're Almighty God who have all the power. There's no higher power. And we come this morning because we come lowly, meek, and humble before you. We bow down this morning before you. And Father, we come asking that you would bless every caller and every listener, every household that's represented here this morning, every family member, near and far, Father. We ask this morning that, God, you would move in a mighty way and that you would bless your people today, oh God, in a special way, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless them that they know it's only you could have done this for me. We ask this morning, Father, that you would strengthen us with more trust in you. Strengthen us in our faith with you and in you, Father. The Lord, no matter what come our way, we are leaning and depending on you. We've forgotten about ourselves, and we're looking to the hill from which cometh our help. And, Father, we are occupying until you come. Whatever you lead and guide us to do for others, we want to stir that up and do it more until you complete our situation, however long it takes. We thank you this morning. We know you to be a right now God. And, Father, we know you that it takes time, sometime, your perfect timing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask you this morning that, Lord, we don't want to be in your permissive will, but we want to be in your perfect will. Father, we want to do what your will would have us to do. And we never give it a second thought. Lord, it gives us pleasure to work unto you. It gives us pleasure to do what you would have us to do. For you've been so good to us. Lord, you've made ways out of no ways. When no was the answer, you turned it into a yes for our good. Father, you yet keep us with a roof over our head, food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. God, you're the way maker. You bless many with jobs that they can take care of themselves and their families. We thank you this morning. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, for there's none like you. Oh, we thank you today. We can't say thank you enough. Father, we had 10,000 tongues each, and we began to praise you with everyone. It yet still wouldn't be enough, for you're more than. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you right now. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the special blessings you're sending. Thank you for hearing and answering this morning. Oh, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto you. Ay, ay, ay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ah, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing power. Yeah, I see the Lord healing somebody this morning. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just see God doing some stuff to some people's eyes this morning. Yeah, he's a way maker. He's working it out today. Hallelujah. For your good, special things. Thank you, Jesus. Some things nobody know but you and him. For your glory, Lord. Lord, and that you get the testimony. Do it right now in Jesus' name, I ask, Father. We touch and agree. Do it for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that all those that are sick this morning, you would touch and heal in the name of Jesus. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And, Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. We thank you right now. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would remember those that are incarcerated. Father, those that are in every branch of the military. Remember children this morning, Father. Widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, Israel and Jerusalem, America and the leadership of America, preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, move today in a mighty way. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your freedom. I thank you that I'm free. Hallelujah. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. I thank you this morning, Father, that I'm not into bondage, even bondage to myself. But I thank you that I'm happy and free in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that you would bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Continue to have your way here and move for your people. Again, Lord, in a mighty way, in a special way, this day, September the 2nd, 2019, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask this morning that you would touch Sherry and that, God, you would heal today and that you would move in a mighty way for her today. Lord, bring her mind to rest and at peace. Yeah, that you're going to do even more. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just need you to give him some thank yous. Begin to praise him. And I believe the more we praise him because of the special, I ask him to do special things and all of this, I believe he'll do it today. I believe he'll move today for you. Yeah. And so he just needs some praise. We need to give God something to work with around here. Yeah. And he knows those of us that's trying to do all that we can. He knows those of us that love him and trying to do what pleases him. Yeah. Some people don't believe God will speak to you. Yes, he will. He's still talking to people in the audio voice. I know people don't believe it. That's because of your relationship with them. But my relationship affords him to talk to me, and I can hear, and I can talk back to him. But most times when he's speaking, all I can do is thank him. Ooh-wee. Most times all I can do is tell the Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, that's because of this. Who am I that God is even mindful of me? Who am I? Even my righteousness is as filthy rags. So if God is speaking to me or even speaking through me, that's a big deal to me. It's a huge deal to me. Now, it don't make me arrogant or thinking more of myself than I ought to. It humbles me because, again, who am I? That Almighty God, oh, yeah. And have all the power is mindful of me. He don't have to remember me. He can go on to somebody else. He didn't have to save me. He didn't have to pull me up out of what they call the muck and the miry clay. When I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure, he could have let me drown in sin, but he didn't. So every day I must make sure I'm preparing for his return. And sometimes after I've said something, I'm still talking and he's saying something to me, you shouldn't have did that, you shouldn't have said that. Look at this. And I'm constantly having a big conversation. And in my heart, I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Lips not moving, not in what I'm telling him. My lips are moving in what I'm saying to whoever I'm talking to, but my heart is talking to him. Yeah. Because we want to get it right with him so that when we stand before him, he'll find us blameless. And I believe this. I really believe this, y'all. I believe when we stand before him, he's going to find many of us blameless. Because he removed whatever was there. He removed it because one thing about Almighty God, he knows the very intent of our hearts. And there's no limit. See, I don't put no limit to him. I don't limit God. He's too big. If he put the sun in the sky, come on, let's think about that thing now. Hang the moon out at night. Do you know how big the oceans are? The seas? Do you know how big the world is? God is bigger than the world. He's bigger than all of this. Yeah, I can't limit him to my abilities. You know, see, I'm limited. I can only do what I can do right here, right in this, you know, area where I, wherever I am, that's where I can do something. But he can do stuff all over the world. They call it omnipresence, I've heard. He's here, there, and everywhere, in other words. And he's got the power to say yes or no to whatever he wants to say it to. And we know his word don't change, and he does not change, and he will not lie. That's one thing he can't do, and he won't do. He don't want to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Rita, can you just tell God thank you this morning? I just need you to tell him thank you. I saw some things coming up for you, Sister Rita, and it just so happened that finances was one of them. Finances, money, in other words, was one of them. I like to tell that good news. That's my thing, and the Lord know my heart. The next thing I saw is I saw a spiritual walk. I saw a closer walk. I saw that for you, Sister Rita. And I just need you when you, and I'm going to say this as often as you can, I need you to talk to the Lord about that spiritual side. Lord, help me, you know. And show me what to do to draw even nearer unto you. Yeah. Because I saw that come up for you too. Yeah, God is a good God. He's on our side today in spite of Miss Sion, if you will and if you can, I know you will and I know you can. I'm just saying this. But I need you to get in a praise mode. I don't care what come your way. I need you to stay praising him, praising God. I call it good gospel music at home. You know, get you some music, some of your favorite stuff. And if it calls you to worship, worship him. But I need you to get some songs with kind of a fast beat, you know, and praise him. Yeah, because I see he's doing some things with you as well, shifting some things around. And God has not forgotten. All he has promised you is coming to pass. Yeah, it's coming to pass, but it's in his perfect timing. You've done what he said. You went, you looked, you did this, you did that. Yeah, it's all in his perfect time. And he knows what's best for us, and he knows when the time is right for us. So we trust him today and keep moving. Yeah, and it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister Shonda, I just need you to tell the Lord thank you. Just tell him thank you. And I also see another trip coming up for you. I know, I know. But I see another trip coming up for you. And I can also see you smiling and really happy. And God is doing some things. Because some of these things are your heart's desires. And then some of them are things you thought about. You know, you didn't really ask God. You thought about them, but he bringing them to pass for you. Oh, yeah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Sister Diane, I just need you to tell the Lord thank you. And when you get a chance, I need you to stay with Proverbs 3. That's chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Stay right there. Meditate in it. Don't let it go. Don't let a day go by when you don't quote it and meditate on it. Because if you're going to trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways you're going to acknowledge him. That means before you make a move, you're going to pray. He's going to direct your path. Yeah, if you don't be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. God is coming in. I'm telling you, woman, I see healing. See, God sending healing. Thank you, Jesus. I also see finances, some money being lifted up for you. Yeah. and it's all right today in Jesus' name. Dr. Goodman, God bless you, honey bunny. Woo! I just need you to begin to tell God thank you and to begin to praise him. I can even see the Lord doing a new thing in your mind. I see the Lord soothing some situation and calming some storms even in your mind. And I also see the Lord preparing you for some greater things, because he sees your heart and he know you would give more if you can in service. Yeah, in service. And so we thank him today. And I know that he's blessing you, and I look forward to hearing about the blessings of Almighty God. Yeah. And I look forward to you traveling and just having a good time. Just having a good time. Hallelujah. So we thank God today. All right. Let me see. Did I miss anybody? I hope I didn't. All right. We're moving right along. Moving right along. I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is still open if anyone has something they would like to say. All right, let's go to this one.
Warrior Head.
We are warrior. Praise the Lord, we are warrior. Wave your hand, we are warrior. Fight the battle, warrior. Jump around, we are warrior. Praise the Lord, we are warrior. Get up and fight. Get up and fight. Cause we are warrior. A Christian warrior. Are we a warrior? Are we a warrior? Aye, we are warrior. A Christian, oh Jesus.
Your daily source of inspiration, Jesus in the Morning Radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the gospel music, and that was Jabez this morning and Christian Warrior. And that's what we got to be, the words to put on the whole armor of God, that we are able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And guess what? We are not fighting flesh and blood. So it's no need of us putting on a heavy shield made out of metal, you know, heavy metal, and getting a sword. But we fight with the word of God. That's our weapon. Yeah. We put that word to him. We pray. And God even gave us, you know, a mouth that we could speak the situation. Yeah. Tell it what we want it to be. In Jesus' name. So he has blessed us. He has blessed us with many gifts and tools to work with. But a lot of us, we have the tools, but we won't use them. And we're so busy watching the world and what the world is doing until we're not fully focused on God. We give him a little bit, and the rest we give to our flesh and the world. But we got to give him our all and take back from the flesh, bring that flesh under subjection. I would probably give the flesh 5% and the rest go to God. And the world, they may be able to get a 2% in there somewhere else, because the world, I'm in it, but I'm not of it. This is not my home. I'm simply passing through. Yeah. So you got to give something, you know, to it, because you got to have a place to live. You pay bills and, you know, things like that. If you're ill, you go to hospital or make a doctor's appointment, you know, stuff like that. But for the most part, I want to give my all to God. He's the author and finisher of my faith, yeah. And without him, I can do nothing. So I'm grateful unto him today. Yeah. Over and over and over again. So no one have anything they would like to say. And you know what? I was thinking, I said, now, you know what? Minister Shonda going to come in today. But this is what happened. I'm in Florida. And what's going on here is not going on where she's at. And I thought to myself today, oh, a lot of people be off work. No, people in other places going to work, because what's going on here is not going on there. Yeah, and it's all right today in Jesus' name. So listen, I have one more that this is an old one, and I found this one in the song vault, and so I'm pulling this out and play it this morning, and I'm going to dedicate this one today to every caller, every listener, those coming through the archives, those coming through the podcast. I've dedicated this song to you. And this is the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. And the name of the song is Lord, You've Been So Good. It's to me, Lord, You've Been So Good to Me. It's a very old song. So let's take a listen.
Oh, we have many customs in gospel singing. One is that usually when we're singing, the rest of the blind boys are humming in the background. Oh, let them hear you hum a little bit, fellas. Sounds good, doesn't it? And another custom we have at home, on New Year's Eve night, we gather to thank God for sparing us through the past year. And of course, just a few days ago, we were gathered in a church in Brooklyn, New York. And there, people stood up to testify because the Lord had spared them over the years. Somebody said he's been my mother because mother's gone on. Somebody else said he's been my father because I'm father. Someone else was thankful because he had been bred when they were hungry. And when I rose to make my testimony, I said, Lord, I thank you because you've been eyes because I cannot see. You've led me from one good degree of grace to another. This is the way we praise him in Mississippi. And when I finished thanking him for blessing me in this special manner, we had a song to sing. And it was, Lord, you've been good to me. You saved my soul from sin and shame.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If no one else, they're closing us out. Let's pray right quick. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done this morning. As we depart, Father, bless our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today in Jesus' name. That's September the 2nd, 2019. So listen, at this time I'm saying bye-bye, but tomorrow morning If the weather's bad, I will be here live. If it's bad, if I'm not here, you know the weather was too bad, shut everything down. So if not, I will be here. God bless you again and have a wonderful day.